Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
I did see your sign, Eddie, because you have one. I don't think you change it every day anymore.
I do. I was just out of town.
You still change it every day?
Yes, but you know what? I did miss a couple days of changing it.
Exactly.
And one of my boys changed it for me.
So Eddie has a little sign at his house, and it's just like if you were to drive by a business and they have the big sign with the arrow on top of it, and they write a little message, or church sometimes, they write a little message.
Yes,
on it.
Like a little marquee.
Yeah, he got one of those. And so the one said like Cowboys win or something. What was it?
Yes, because the boys, every like Monday night, Sunday night football games, they can't finish the game. They watch the first half. Then it's bedtime. So I like to leave the final score up in the marquee. So when they wake up for school, they see the score.
Amy noticed something a little weird about the sign.
Yeah, he has these little emoji stickers that he puts on there. And there was a smiley face. Makes sense. Yay, Cowboys. And then he has a glass of red wine.
Yeah.
Emoji. And then a cocktail. And then, but under the caption in his stories, he's like, the kids are going to wake up so happy. And it's like, this sign is for the kids. And I just didn't know why he put alcohol emojis on there.
Why? Because what do you do when the Cowboys win? You celebrate.
So you're associating alcohol into celebration with your kids?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, hold on. Let me back that up a little bit. When I watch the games, I'm drinking a little glass of red wine. So they probably associate like, oh, dad, Cowboys, watching red wine, maybe having a beer. I just thought it was perfect.
Yeah, it's just funny.
Celebration. Cowboys win.
Yeah, she just thought you could have put like other kid-like things. Like
yeah, you know what?
Is that like party emoji?
With this thing, there weren't a lot of emojis. Mm. Maybe like 5 or 6.
That makes more sense if you're just using the best ones you have for the time.
He's like, then there was a joint.
No, there was not one of those.
Sam in Washington is on the phone right now. Hello, Sam. How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
Doing pretty good. What can we do for you?
So I just wanted to be an enabler and tell you guys that you really do need to play the lottery pool.
Thank you.
Why?
Why? Yeah, why?
My aunt, who lives in Missouri, played the lottery pool for a couple of years with her coworkers and like won $2 million.
That's fun.
Yeah, guys. See, that's
like
so rare.
A lot of coworkers play and they lose.
Lunchbox, I'll send you. How much am I sending you? $20?
Yeah.
Yes. But other people have to be in for $20 too, or
I'm in.
I'll do 20. In.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll see. There we go.
I'll do
Hold
20.
On a second though.
What?
Because every time Lunchbox has done this,
we've never seen the tickets.
We've never seen the tickets.
Oh my God! You see the
tickets every time. He wins $4. I play all the time, and I win 20, 25.
You won 500 once.
Won 500 once. So my theory is either I'm not saying he's a liar, but I just think he's bad luck. And even in Vegas, he gave me bad luck advice.
I didn't
I feel like
bad
he's the wrong person to send to buy the tickets.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Terrible karma and everything.
That's true. So we should send Scuba Steve the $20 and let him get the tickets for all of us.
I like that a lot better.
Oh, this is devastating to him.
Why?
He can still play.
Yeah, dude, you
he can go with
Scuba.
Me. I don't want him to touch the money. I don't want him to be holding the tickets and checking them.
Oh, man.
He does have a point.
You've played a whole lot and never won.
Okay. Ever. Look at this as an advantage to you. What if...
This is positive.
This helps us. If it helps us, it helps you.
No. Scuba...
Ooh, good.
No,
and
I always say...
I know you want audio and that ruined your bit.
We have to handle this with care.
Okay. I gave him great luck in Vegas. Like, I was the one that told him, hey, man, you're playing the wrong odds, and he didn't care. He didn't care about odds.
Hey,
like,
Lunchbox.
And I won.
Lunchbox, you're a smart, good-looking dude.
Everybody likes you.
Yeah, everyone loves you. But you always say the lottery gods are against you for some reason or
and
whatever.
And you lose a lot.
Right, yeah. So maybe we should just try something new.
What if this idea is a gift?
No, because then you guys are going to be like...
We almost had him.
God.
Here's the problem. Because then you guys are going to look to Scuba as the lottery guy. You're going to look for... Like, if we
won't.
Win,
no,
you're
no,
going to
do that.
If we win, you're going to give all the credit to Scuba.
But if we win, who cares? Who cares about credit? We got money.
No, I care.
No. We would never be doing this without you. You will always get the credit.
Guys, can we agree that if we do win, we're on the news, we can say
yes.
Lunchbox did this?
Yes.
Like, it was his idea?
That's fine. I don't care about the idea. I just want to win.
Yeah. Bobby
says,
yes.
Who cares?
You
want
to do that, Bones?
Scuba shook it up, though, you know?
Well, Scuba can pass the
Scuba
torch.
Yeah.
Can we all Venmo you $20?
He doesn't have Venmo. See, here's the problem. Scuba
Zelle, or you have cash.
If
you have Zelle, I'm good. Cash, I'm good. Or I can give you my wife's Venmo. She has Venmo.
You see what I'm saying? He makes it difficult.
No, that was easy.
He gave us three options. Easy.
Okay, so
who has Zelle?
Zelle.
Would you text?
I do.
Who wants Scuba's wife's Venmo?
Me.
Okay. Well, you text it to me.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Okay.
Amy.
Okay.
Come on, Lunchy.
Lunchy.
Do you want in or no?
I don't need it. There's Venmo.
Lunchy okay. Poo.
So there's six, there, and then your 20 will be 60 tickets.
Okay.
And then we'll send you the money and see if we win. You're not getting in our poll, Lunchbox?
He's out now?
No,
are you
stop.
Serious?
Stop, dude. Come
now
on.
Now you're going to be the guy that we all win and then you're not going to win. Now you're that guy.
You're
now.
Always Mr. Let's change up our luck, too. If it ain't going right, you want to change it up in every way.
Yeah,
right.
But I don't want to give the power to someone else.
There's no power. Anybody can go to the store and do it.
Oh, my gosh.
This is so annoying.
Yeah, you're right.
It's annoying we always lose.
It is true. He's like, we want a nickel.
Scooby, you've won $500. You play the lottery a lot.
But even in those times, my point was you're always like $4. Out of all those tickets, I play within a month, I'll win probably a couple $100 just in multiple tickets that I buy. So I'm just looking at this as... You're only winning $4. It just doesn't make sense in my head.
But also, you're a big shake it up if things aren't going right guy.
Yeah, so I go to a different gas station.
You do that all the time.
I know. I drive a different car. I ride my bike sometimes.
I mean, you do?
Yes.
Well, that ain't working.
I try different things. I wear different outfits.
That ain't working. Do you want to get in our pool?
God, I'm so mad. Guys, this is terrible.
Do you want to get in
our
pool?
Come on, man.
I'm out of love, dude. I want to win.
No, it ain't out of love. It's out of rudeness.
Please text us to Venmo to send it to.
I will. I'll do right now, yeah.
Okay. Do you want to get in, Lunchbox? Yes or no?
Yeah,
can you imagine if we won and he didn't get in it?
I mean, I can't. I'm imagining right now.
I would destroy the studio.
Destroy the studio?
He would.
I would.
You come in and break everything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. We buy a new one. We buy three.
We're rich.
Yeah. Here's the bat. Go to town. We went out of this dump anyway. Yeah.
We'll quit.
Are you going to be anything?
Well, I'll think about it, man.
Oh, my God.
This
hurts.
Come on, man.
This hurts.
You're not losing anything. You're just.
No, I am.
What are you losing? Let's talk through it.
I'm losing the...
Control?
Yeah. I'm losing
He's
the...
He's maybe losing money that he never really spends on the tickets.
That's it.
And now,
I bring the tickets in. I have the numbers
circled.
Has anyone ever seen the tickets?
No.
Yes, I bring them in all the time.
It's like, well, it's always in my pocket. Well, how do I know? I don't get in your pocket.
Oh, my gosh.
Ray, you ever seen the tickets?
No, that was me and my wife's problem with it.
They wanted me to sit... They're the first time they ever get in. And there's like 100-something tickets. They're like, hey, can you send us a picture of them? I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I don't have time to take 100.
That's pretty standard.
I don't have time to take 100 pictures.
Anytime I've been in one of those office pools, they sent a picture to everyone who paid money.
Mm-hmm.
You've never been in, dude, except for here.
No. My old station, the new station.
Oh, so you used to do it there, but now all of a sudden it's like you were too good.
No.
You guys send Scuba your money.
You got it.
And then he'll pick them up today. Lunchbox, you're more than welcome to join Scuba's lottery pool.
It's not Scuba's lottery pool. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's bullcrap.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we come in tomorrow and we only want $6, are you going to think he's shady and are we going to change it up back to me?
No, but you know,
no, is that a guarantee?
For years and years, we've never won anything, even like $50, and we've never seen the tickets. and we just are out money. Like never. Years and years we've been doing this.
And we trust you. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
We keep trusting you.
We trust you. This actually, I think you really are buying the tickets, but I do think
of course I'm buying the tickets. You hear me buy the tickets. I bring the audio of me buying the freaking tickets.
Yeah, but you can buy like one.
Scuba has good karma.
No, I don't. On the audio, I say I'll take 60 tickets.
Yeah, but then you can turn it off and go, just kidding.
Yeah, your toes could be
cut. Or you can hear her say
$60. You have somebody acting. That's true. We believe it, but maybe we shouldn't.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Okay. All right.
Come on, dude. We're gonna get rich.
We're all doing it with Scuba.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, it's my pool.
Okay, sure.
Okay, it's Lunchbox's pool with Scuba.
With Scuba. Buying the tickets.
Featuring Scuba Steve.
Yeah.
He wants the title featuring Scuba.
All right. Okay, so who's in for Scuba's Lotto?
Me.
Okay. 100%. Ray, are you going to be in, Ray?
Yeah, we're in.
Wow.
We're going to be enjoying seeing the tickets for the first time.
Wow. We should think of a cool name for Scuba's Lotto.
No, it's not Scuba's Lottery. That's the problem.
Scuba. There's Lotto, there's Lottery, there's Pick'em.
Hello?
Scuba's.
How come we don't? It's Lunch's Lotto. That's what it is.
We never called it that.
Yes, we did.
You just came up with that.
Exactly.
Scuba's Moolah. No.
Scuba's Moolah. Oh, that's okay.
Kind of.
Scuba's Moolah. Hey,
we are spitballing here, so there's no wrong answer.
Okay.
So if I were to type in Lotto.
Lotto.
Let's see what comes
Lunch's
up.
Lunch's Lotto.
Lotto Steve.
Lotto with Lunch.
No, you're not. We're going to.
Scuba Steve.
Temporarily shift over to Scuba.
No.
Just for a bit.
Scuba
Steve's win lottery.
Scuba diving.
Scuba scam.
To the money.
Scuba dive to the
how
money.
How about Scuba? Hey, how about Scuba?
Scuba the swindler.
Scuba sweepstakes. Scuba.
Yeah, nothing goes with Scuba and lottery, guys.
Steve, gambling. Lottery. Scuba. Scuba's pooba.
Scuba's pooba.
I don't know.
Scuba
Steve's lottery.
Steve's. What's a stat word?
You know you're doing this all for
stash.
One drawing.
Stash is
stash
good.
Of cash.
Stash of cash.
Steve's.
Scuba's.
No.
Scuba's boobas.
Yeah, I thought about that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to. Scuba's. Scuba's.
I like Scuba's stash of cash.
It's almost there. But that's if we win.
Oh, what we're going
to
win.
Scuba diving.
What's other words for like
money?
Contest or game of chance or
fortune?
Scuba's. Oh, man. If somebody's listening to this, they can call us because the phone's over for another half hour. 877-77 Bobby.
What about finding gold?
What about like lucky? Words for lucky.
Treasure.
Lucky, lottery.
Scuba Steve. Lucky.
Lunch's Lucky Lotto.
No, we're
pretty good.
We're past that.
Yeah.
I mean, it all goes
Scuba
together.
Stroke of luck.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it doesn't work. See, this is a sign.
Scuba Steve's. Steve's.
Money's.
Stealing from me.
Scuba Steve's money for me's.
That's
Scuba,
terrible
Scuba Steve's.
Scuba Steve's.
Streak.
But so what about like scuba diving for cash?
I like that. Okay, so diving.
That's what I said like five
I know,
times.
But I was thinking like gold treasure chests, you know, like something.
Okay.
No, Amy, you don't get credit. It's Eddie's idea. Just like it's Scuba's Lottery. I mean, this is just crazy how we do this.
Dude, it doesn't matter
how we transfer credit.
Get rich.
We'll think about it. Let's get. Yeah. We'll come back to it. But it's for sure it's the scuba game, right?
It's not Scuba's game.
What's this lottery called? Powerball. Okay.
Okay, that's a good thing. Powerball. It could be
Scuba Powerball. Scuba's. No, I can't do that.
Scuba's balls.
Thought about it.
Scuba's this is lucky the one balls. Where they draw the balls out of the thing.
Mm-hmm. That's the lottery. Generally, all lottery.
I don't know if there's other ones. There's.
Yeah.
Scuba's lucky balls.
Okay, well we'll come back. If any has a great idea, let me know.
Scuba's lucky balls.
You guys want to play Scuba's lucky balls?
I kind of like that one.
That's pretty good, actually.
Okay.
Scuba's lucky balls.
Okay, so we want to get in on Scuba's Lucky Balls.
All right, I'm in.
Yeah.
This is actually inspiring.
Oh, here's one from Facebook.
I love Scuba's Lucky
Scuba's
Balls.
Scuba's Sloppy Seconds. That's it. Boom.
It's a fan of yours?
Tanya.
It's your wife.
Put that on there.
Tanya Hart.
That's a great one.
His high school friend.
Scuba Sloppy Balls. What was it called?
Lucky.
I got it.
Scuba's Lucky.
Scuba steals Lunch's lottery.
Scuba didn't steal it, though.
He did.
No, he said, why don't we do somebody else? And then we were like, no, let's let Scuba do it.
It's right, that's stolen.
We're all still a part of it together.
And you're in it, too.
Oh, my neck.
Dude, we're all just going to win. That's what it's about.
Scuba's, we all want to win with Scuba's Lucky Balls.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, Scuba, so we'll send you the money. Right, cool. Right when the podcast is over, we'll get over to that. And we can all get in on Scuba's Lucky Balls. The first ball drawn, 69. the United States ranks as the fourth best country in the world.
What are the other three?
Yeah, can't think of those.
I would assume it's countries that have good healthcare. Honestly, I don't know.
Oh,
I
mean, Canada's probably one.
I have the list here. Think about the fact that you're born into this country, the richest country in the world, and you don't get to go to the doctor or get medicine.
Yeah,
and that happens to so many Americans.
It's messed up.
And the reason we don't think it's absolutely wrong and berserk is because we just have never known it. We're the richest country in the world, and I say this from experience because we didn't go to the doctor as a kid because we couldn't afford the doctor or the medicine. But people aren't even given a chance. Some people aren't even given a chance because they can't afford the medicine. Crazy in this country. Number one, Switzerland.
Ooh, yeah, I've heard that's nice.
Chocolate.
Let's go.
Number two, Germany. Number three, Canada. So the top three do all have health care for everybody.
I have heard there's a lot of nice people in Germany. Like, they're very kind over there.
Four is United States. Five is Sweden. You know what? Switzerland and Sweden? Same thing to me.
Yeah, I thought they were.
I don't know the difference.
Are they next door to each other?
They're both up there in that snow place where they ski.
Lots of mountains.
But I would, that's the same to me. Because I had never been to either one of them, but that's the same to me, Switzerland and Sweden. What's the difference? Switzerland and Eden?
Sweden, Switzerland. Switzerland's the Swiss, right? The
one of them has a red flag.
No, no, I know, but I'm saying I'm looking at the map here, and they are near-ish each other. Sweden's really long and way north, and Switzerland's got a cross on them. They both have crosses on the map. How about that?
Really?
Yeah. Wonder if they're like rivals.
I don't know.
Their soccer teams really get up for each other. Five is Sweden. Six is Japan. Seven is Australia. Eight is the UK. Nine is France. And 10 is Denmark. North Korea, nowhere on the list.
Yeah. They didn't make the list.
Dead last. Here's Isaac from Goodyear, Arizona, who left us a voicemail last night.
Good morning, studio. Wanted to see if you could follow up on some few things. What happened to Cody and Sarah? What also happened to taxi driver that used to call in all the time and said that he hated the show, but he actually loved it. And I feel good. Oh, I feel so good. Hey.
I can update you. Cody and Sarah were both interns on this show. We met Cody because he was from, never eat slimy worms, West Texas.
Yeah.
And he just came and stayed in a hotel with the goal of calling us and being like, I'm in a hotel. Can I come up to the studio? Can I be an intern? We were like, you're just in a hotel trying to get in? He's like, yeah. So come on up. He became an intern. Him and I still talk every day. He's in my Madden football league. So they're married. And Sarah was an intern as well. And we knew that he kind of had a crush on her. So we made them dance. And they danced. And they fell in love. I knew it.
Yeah.
Cupid.
They're married and they have a child.
That's true. Yeah, they have a child.
Crazy.
That's true. Which I need to text him. He wants to play golf.
Today?
He said, yeah.
Yeah.
He said he could. And then our Madden server's down right now. The whole world's ending.
He has a weird schedule, though.
Yeah, but he said he could.
How does the Madden server go down?
I don't know. I was reading online. I was on a message board trying to figure it out, and they said that the servers were in Florida.
Oh, the storm.
Yeah, but the servers are all over the world. And so we have a Madden league that we play, and Cody's in it. And yeah, they're still rocking. It's
awesome. Excuse me. What'd you do? Never eat slimy worms?
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to figure out which side of Texas. Is he from East Texas or West?
North.
East?
Never eat slimy worms. You got to go around.
You've never done that?
Never.
Really?
Wow.
Oh.
You did that, and I'm like, what are you doing?
How do you know? How do you do? Because I mean, I guess I learned this in like first grade, so it's always stuck.
Cali?
How do you do, huh?
Cali, New York.
Did you say whatever side's closer to that?
Mm-hmm. North.
West Coast.
I'm not good when I'm in the woods, and it's like, this is north. I don't know what the crap north is.
But you look at the sun.
Yeah, but then you got to kind of know what time it is.
Yeah, true. I usually know what time it is.
Do you?
Yeah, for the most part.
What you do, though, the reason a compass actually is great for the woods is if there are a lot of trees and you have to go around trees, it will at least keep you on a spot. You don't have to go north. You could just, okay, this is east. I want to go east. But you want to hold the compass and you want to make sure it's as east as possible. So if you get off track, you want to then get back onto east.
Mm.
If you don't have a compass, you just want to walk tree to tree. Because you can easily get thrown off by going around things.
Exactly.
But if you look and you see something to walk to and there are things in front of you, you know to get back to that spot. So we would get lost in the woods all the time, but the best way to get out is a straight line. You could be wrong, but at least you're walking a straight line. You're not doing
circles.
You know, covering extra ground.
Mm-hmm.
So you go tree to tree. So never eat slimy worms, bro.
Wow, man.
Or never eat soggy watermelon. There are a couple of those that out here.
It's okay. It just threw me off a little bit.
Here is Erica from North Carolina.
I just wanted to say I love the intros at the beginning of the show with the music. I love that. I love hearing about each of your lives and what's going on with any updates. So keep it up. Love you guys.
Thanks. You know, the beginning of the show started in a rough way. We were doing like intro songs. And once after the show, I just told the guys, hang with me. I know this kind of sucks right now, but we'll find it. I know it's clunky. We'll find it. And we couldn't put it on the podcast. Little did I know. But we can't put anything on the podcast over 5 seconds of music now. Dang lawyers.
Yeah.
And so...
Well, the lawyers are protecting you. It's not... That's the law.
The lawyers are protecting the company.
Yeah, correct. That's what I meant.
Now, the company could take it out on me. But I didn't know it couldn't go on the podcast either. And we were, like, debating on what songs. And it was difficult for Ray to navigate because we're changing songs all the time. And you guys were like, this is stupid. And I was like, guys, I know it's stupid, but we'll get there. And now we're there. We have figured it out. It's a little segment we do to start the show every morning with its... You know, like, all right, here's 30 seconds of our life, and then we move on through the day. But we're there. Like most things we do, it sucks for a long time, and either we quit doing it or it gets better.
Yeah.
One of the two. But I appreciate that. So here's the question that we had earlier. My dog Stanley has torn two ACLs in his back legs. And Amy asked a question. At first, I thought, She goes, how many ACLs does a dog have? Two or four? And I was like, four. All four are legs. But then I was like, you know what? I don't know. Are two considered arms? You ever heard a dog talk about their arms?
Never.
Me either.
They don't talk about their arms.
And Mike, when you looked at it, because his back legs do bend in different ways than his front legs.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because he's got hip. I don't feel like he has hips on his front arms.
Yeah, because if you stand him up.
Shoulder.
Yeah.
Shoulders.
Right. I know.
Not
That's
hips.
That's why it's right. so confusing.
Mike, what'd you find out about that? Anything?
It was saying just two because at the back have knees.
Oh. But the front don't have knees? The
elbows.
See, that's the thing.
Yeah, it's weird. There's not a clear answer.
Okay.
But when you asked that, I was like, Amy, come. Then we started to go, well, I don't know. Is she right?
To be fair, I did preface it with, I know this is going to sound like a dumb question, but do dogs have two or four ACLs?
And at first, I thought it was a dumb question.
Yes.
And then 15 seconds later, I started going, maybe that's not a dumb question.
Yeah.
And then my mind was blown that maybe a dog has two arms and two legs, if that's the case.
Yeah, they just crawl instead of walking like us.
We have a vet on the phone. No, she's a vet tech. Cindy in Colorado is a vet. Vet tech. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Will you tell me, does a dog have two legs and two arms, or does a dog have four legs?
Technically they have four legs, but they have two legs and two arms. So their front legs are like our arms.
A dog has arms?
Shoulders. Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
I got to get a watch for my dog. Didn't know he had arms.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, how are we not creating dog watches then? Wow. Okay, so with that being said, does the dog only have two ACLs?
Yes. So that's just in their back legs. They have their ACLs back there, and it's really common. We see a lot of full tears or partial tears in those back legs.
What would have happened for my dog to tear his ACL completely out?
So oftentimes, you know, running, doing crazy athletics, we see the tears like that. Bulldogs in particular, they're kind of a weird, you know, makeup in general. So they kind of make their own rules. But, they tear pretty commonly with a lot of exercise or if they're running wild, chasing the ball, and it just snaps.
Yeah, he runs wild. I mean, he's a linebacker that – he's like a blind linebacker, and all he hears is hut, and he just goes. He doesn't know where he's going. He's just hard as he could. So bulldogs are tough, though. Right? I would never recommend anyone get a bulldog just because, like you said, their makeup is different. It's like cousins over 200 years just kept having sex and having kids. They've been so inbred to be like the perfect dog that they're all sick all the time. Is my analogy at all accurate?
Oh, absolutely. I would never dream of having a bulldog.
And I didn't. I didn't. But a friend was like, we got one. He's a puppy. He's awesome, but he's sick. Will you take him? And I was like, wait, what? He said, take him. My dog had just died, and I was purposeful about not getting a new dog, at least for a while. And then I was like, okay, I think I'm going to. I remember saying on the show, I think I'm going to be open to get a dog. And then I get a message. Hey, do you want this dog? I was like, heck yeah. He goes, well, he's sick. Oh, he's cute.
So cute.
He's had 9 surgeries. 2 more would be 11. So what do you think about this dog? What do I do? Do I go ahead and get the surgeries? Does he chill and see what happens? What do you think?
Yeah, so I think that there is there's no wrong answer. It's really just what you want to do and when you want to do it. Like you said, yes, he'll have to be super restricted activity, leashes only for about 8 to 12 weeks. So in the dead of winter would be a good time to do that, and that's not wrong. You know, there's a lot of medical management that you can do in the meantime, like restricting his exercise a little bit, doing the medicine like you're doing to keep him comfortable. Going to have arthritis regardless. This procedure is called a TPLO, and it's a tibial plateau leveling osteotomy. And what they do is they create in that bone and they put a plate and screws in it. So he's going to have arthritis regardless, because that's a pretty intense surgery. So whether you do it now or in a couple months, it's not wrong either way. But as long as you plan to get it done, that's definitely best for him.
He seems like he's not in pain, though, now, although he keeps his legs pretty straight when he walks in the back. Those would be legs.
Yeah, legs.
His
yeah.
arms are doing most of the work. Yeah. And his legs stay pretty straight, and he kind of – sometimes he'll get a little pep in his step. Do you feel like he's in pain or no?
I mean, he's definitely going to be uncomfortable for sure. And if he's putting most of the pressure on his front legs, then you could risk arthritis and more pain in those front legs as time goes on. So, you know, it's kind of six to one, half dozen or the other. Get it done now to save arthritis in a couple months.
Yeah.
Gonna have arthritis regardless.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. And thanks for giving your insight.
Yeah,
she keeps, you keep cutting out. I'm sorry. You keep cutting out. We really appreciate it, and I'm pretty bummed about it, and I guess we're just going to have to go, and hopefully he doesn't get arthritis in his arms. I will not call them legs anymore. You know he's going to be wearing a watch. I know he had arms. It's a whole new ball game now.
That's funny.
Let me talk to Taylor real quick, because Taylor also is coming on to talk about her dog. Hey, Taylor, now, are you a vet, or are you just someone with a dog that had the same issue?
The same issue.
Okay, so what did you do with your dog?
I honestly just took her to the vet, and they told me to either have surgery or we could just kind of let it ride out, and that's what I did. If I did surgery, it was going to be rehab and taking her in every couple months for a certain type of procedure. And so I just figured, you know, let's just see what happens, and she's perfectly fine till this day, and that was about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years.
How old is she?
13.
Oof, I don't know that I have surgery either if a dog's 13.
Yeah. And then what do you mean? It just will heal on its own as long as you stay easy on it?
Yep. Yep, exactly. So we just had to kind of keep her, you know, contained, not a lot of scares or anything, and then took her back in to get another x-ray and just kind of kept an eye on it, but no surgery or anything was needed after just about a month or two.
I'm conflicted now.
Well, the difference is I don't want to put a 13-year-old dog into surgery.
Yeah, much older.
Yeah.
Risky.
Problem two with Stanley is if we're restricting him on movement forever, he's going to be 500 pounds.
Oh, true. Okay.
He gets just fat.
We're back to surgery.
Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, man. He just becomes huge. Thank you, Taylor. Yeah. Anyway, we talked about that today. Where do we go now? A new poll says 20% of people don't like their own birthday, including 6% who hate it. What do you think about your birthday, Lunchbox?
It was great. Love my birthday. I love people telling me how great I am, telling me how happy birthday and celebrating me.
Eddie?
It's okay. It's fine. I don't really like being celebrated too much, but the day's fine. I mean, I get whatever I want, so it's kind of cool.
Do you, 1 out of 10, 10 being you love it, 1 being you hate it?
I would say 6, because, I mean, I do enjoy it.
Slightly more than the average day.
Correct.
Amy?
Yeah, I'm 5, 6. Some birthdays, I could take it or leave it. It just depends. I'm not like one that does like birthday week or birthday month. Like I see those people, I'm like, wow, you must love your birthday.
Birthday weeks.
I think I used to hate it. I'm okay. It's pretty good now. Sometimes I get to see friends I haven't seen in a long time, or there's a point to catch up with folks that'll call. And I used to just hate birthdays. Hate it. But I'm okay with it now.
Look at you.
I put it at even 7, maybe.
That's awesome.
Because just usually, probably too, also, I felt like everybody was like going out of their way to do stuff they didn't really want to do. And now that I have a wife and she has to do it, and probably wants to do it.
She wants to do it.
Well, yes, I agree. But I mean, she has to do it, even though she wants to do it. Like, so I'm like, I don't feel as guilty because you're the wife. This is what you're doing.
It's your job.
Yeah. So, yeah, pretty good. I'm a little better. A little growth there for sure. A couple dyes a waterfall blue in a gender reveal stunt.
No, what?
Then they dyed the whole waterfall, and then the waterfall ended up going down. It goes down, and okay. It's a whole source in a town for water.
Oh, okay. No.
What, Amy?
You said dyed, and you meant colored.
They dyed it blue.
I know, but I
you
kept
thought
hearing
they died. Waterfall.
Because, you know, people, there's tragic baby reveals where someone gets hurt. Mm-hmm. I thought you were saying they died.
So a couple, they dyed the waterfall blue in a gender reveal stunt. So it's a 60-foot waterfall. They posted a video of the event to social media, and everybody got mad, obviously, because you shouldn't really dye
water
and waterfall and mm-hmm. a town that uses that as their main source of water. And so the government's investigating potential environmental damage.
Wow.
And they said the couple could be charged. I don't know what was in the dye. Just usually, if you have to question if this gender reveal is okay, the answer is no. If you have to question it at all, the answer is no.
What if they did, like, blue Kool-Aid powder?
Yeah, but that still contaminates the water.
Yeah, and that's a lot of Kool-Aid, too.
I'm sure you'd love to, like, get Kool-Aid from your faucet, but it's still not good.
All right, let's take a shower. Boom, I'm the Kool-Aid man. He comes busting through. Saw that. A couple people in Kansas have a massive bee problem, especially right near their house. The whole town's dealing with it, too, because someone spilled a five-gallon bucket of honey in an alley.
Oh.
Oh, no.
And so the people that live there are really dealing with the bees. But now the bees have spread all over the town because, honestly, there's honey, so the bees are coming to it.
Wow.
Because honey's awesome. A warning from a local Emporia town is urging people to be safe, be safe.
Okay, good.
Following the arrival of a swarm of bees, the spilling of a five-gallon bucket of honey has created a golden buffet for the local bee population. There are massive amounts of bees in downtown Emporia.
Wow.
Imagine if it was a truck.
Oh, gosh.
Did you guys see what spilled the other day? Was it beers?
Yes, Coors Light, I think.
Everywhere?
Really?
This story's from KSNT.com, but yes, like a truck of beers. Like, beers were everywhere.
So were people pulling over to pick them up? Or
probably.
Was it just spilled?
Both. I mean, obviously, there was a lot of
yeah.
beer everywhere, but I think there were a bunch of cans that were just free sitting, too. I mean, the truck dumped over, and there were like 4 18-wheelers in the picture, and I'm not sure if it was a crash. I'm not sure what happened, but the back, it was open in the back, and it was totally turned over. And there were just beer
wow.
everywhere. And not all, there were cans, but there were just boxes of like 12 packs.
Yeah. Man, that's legit.
A Coors Light truck crashes in Florida. Dang, what if you pulled up on that?
Oh, I'm getting.
What'd you get out?
Oh, a couple cases, at least.
You're going through it like you go through eggs at the grocery store.
Checking them
You're
real
opening
quick.
It to be like, all right, how many
this
good ones
good?
We got in here? You're switching them out with other ones. Let's see, what else? People who eat 5 eggs a day are slimmer than others.
Five.
Well, here's what I think. My theory is, 1 eggs are pretty good for you. I mean, if you don't eat the yolk.
Oh, really? Just the egg whites?
The yolk is a lot of cholesterol. Hmm. So you don't want to eat 5 yolks. You need some cholesterol, but you don't need 5 yolks in the morning.
It's funny you're saying yolks.
Yeah. You don't need that many yolks.
I thought the L was silent.
Yolks.
I don't know.
Yolks.
I'll say it how I say it. I don't know.
I like it.
But I think if you eat 5 eggs, you're probably full. And that egg gets processed pretty quickly, especially the egg white.
Hmm.
So I would imagine that's a big part of it. Spanish study shows people who eat at least 5 eggs are considered less fat because those who had the 4% or lower BMI all claim to eat more than 1 egg a day. I would assume that's it. They don't really give a bunch of the data there. Also, if you're the kind of person who eats eggs straight up, hard-boiled eggs in the morning.
That's me. 2 a day.
You do?
Yeah, every day.
In the hallway and it stinks really bad.
All kinds of eggs are good. You don't like hard-boiled?
But if you're going to make hard-boiled, that's a different kind of person.
What do you mean?
They don't taste that good, and it takes time to do it. You're making a good scrambled egg. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I do them every Sunday.
Hard-boiled are not the tastiest. The hard-boiled is like you're going to eat that just to get your protein.
Yeah. Correct.
If you're making scrambled eggs, scrambled eggs are awesome.
Yeah, they taste good.
You put pepper on them. You get a little cheese in there. Hard-boiled eggs, like, there's only one reason you're doing that.
Okay. Huh. It's convenience, desperation.
Yeah, that's it for me. Like, they're already packed. I do them in like little Ziploc bags in 2, so I just take them.
You can make them?
I make them on Sunday.
Do anything extra to them?
No, just peel them and then eat them. That's
salt.
It. No salt. Mm. I used to do that as a kid, but then I realized, well, it kind of defeats the purpose of trying to eat healthy.
I do salt packets and water.
Yeah, your body needs salt, Eddie.
Your body, does need salt, but especially with as much as I sweat when I work out. Because I go pretty hard.
You do straight up salt?
I will be
from like a restaurant?
Salt packets.
That's what I was wondering, Eddie. That's what I thought.
They are like, they have a little taste to them too.
Oh, okay.
But it's salt.
Oh.
But I am deficient of salt because I sweat so much. And I eat pretty clean. And so I was told you need to do salt.
Replenish your salt.
Mm-hmm. So I do it before I work out for the most part. Sometimes
so what
after.
Does that taste like? Is that good?
Like salty water.
Oh, like ocean.
But there's a little flavor. Mike, would you look up those salt? Let me read about what it is. Exactly.
These are called something.
Yeah, I wish I knew the name of it.
I called salt packets.
And I don't think I would take them if I didn't eat pretty clean and work out as hard in the sun. Boy, especially, what's it called?
No, what are they called?
I don't know. Look up tasty salt packets. For water.
Sodium.
Yeah. Tasty.
Tasty salt packets. But you know, if you don't need any salt in your diet, I guess don't do it. I don't know. I was listening to a nutritionist on YouTube talk about even like gluten. You know, if you aren't someone who gluten hurts, you shouldn't go gluten free because it's bad for you.
Correct.
Let me see this salty. What is
that?
What
we were just talking
about.
That's
it, Mike, right there. LMNT.
Rehydration salt.
Right there. That's it. LMNT. Oh. This one's watermelon salt. It's a good one.
Watermelon.
It's 1,000 milligrams of sodium, 200 milligrams of potassium, 600 milligrams of magnesium. I've had some health issues pretty recently, and then I have all these gut problems where I had to go and get a tube up the butt, colonoscopy, endoscopy. And so with that, I've had to meet with a couple different people to go, hey, what's my body not processing? And so one of those things is, hey, you need more salt because they would do all this blood work on you. So I have like 5 in one bottle. And I'll go back and they'll be
five?
Like, no, they'll be like, bro, you gone a little overboard.
You said 5,000 milligrams.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's it.
Man, I used to eat those sal limón is what we call them. It was just like a packet of like salt and like lime flavored stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a kid, we would buy those at like 10 cents each and you just suck them down. Yeah, and
lick them off your hand?
Yeah. So maybe that's why I need to chill on salt.
I mean, I used to drink straight salt. You flip that little thing where the little triangle comes out of the top of the salt.
Yeah, the big.
Yeah, and I'd be like.
You did that?
Yeah, it'd just be funny, and it wasn't bad. I was like, I used to do sugar, too. Oh. I used to take my tongue and put it in the sugar.
Sugar's different.
Yeah, sugar's a lot different than
that's
salt.
Good.
Like, you get the Morton salt.
Oh.
The girl in the umbrella.
Yes. Oh. That's not good.
That's gross.
Pull that thing out. Yeah, it was not good. All right, that's it. Thank you guys for hanging with us today. We appreciate you, and that's the end of the post show. We will see you tomorrow. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.